Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Busy. I'm feeling very, very busy. I feel like I've yet to take a break today, in all honesty.
Gotcha.
And I'm looking forward to in a couple hours from now and taking a deep breath.
Ah.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. How are you? I heard that you're tired, you're depressed.
I don't know if I'm depressed. I feel like
Yeah,
I actually don't think it's that. I just think that it's a lot, and I'm just kind of like, okay, just the momentum has been. I think too, it threw me off with school board moved to tomorrow instead of next Thursday, and in my head, I still had a week, even though I knew that they changed the date. It just because in my head, it's like I have regular school stuff, but then it's like town planning commission 1 week, school board the following week, and I just am like, all of a sudden I'm like, wait, there's stuff I wanted to be ready for tomorrow and I'm not quite ready. It's been, you know how it goes.
no, I don't. I'm never busy.
You're right.
I thought I
Before
had
other people get on, how was the meeting last night quickly? Or did you go
what meeting?
with Pam?
Oh no, I was out of town.
Yeah.
I told him I would be out of town, so I wouldn't be able to sit in.
Okay.
So
I'll send an email and ask for an update because I missed the week before because of the Arts Council, but then I just knew I had so many things going on this week. I decided to go to Constance's yoga class instead.
yeah, I don't
I
know
felt
what
like
they.
it was important.
I don't know what they did because the week before I just said I wouldn't be around. So if they wanted to hold the meeting, they could. If they didn't want to, they didn't
Okay.
have to. So I don't even.
Yeah.
I don't know. There were only
I
three of us.
wrote
There
a note that I wasn't going, so.
were only three of us the week before. So.
I don't, did you see those YouTube videos from the University of Utah's business school that I sent yesterday?
I don't remember that, but.
Some of them have been really interesting. They're all pre-recorded. I know this Friday, I really want to make sure I go because it's the state school board. Sid Dixon is talking, and someone from the University of Utah sports something talking about, but just the university is doing these podcasts almost, but they're live webinars.
Yeah.
But the next two are all about supporting businesses and opening and stuff like that. And I thought they're really great topics and they're free to watch and participate. They're happening every Friday.
Did you put
And
it out
they've
on
been some
Facebook?
really great topics that you can go back and look at.
Did you put it out on Pegboard?
No, I can. I forwarded
Oh.
it to the group last night, figuring that it could go out in your next
Yeah,
email.
and I was gone for 2 days, so I just tried to
Yeah.
find everything I could, but.
Yeah, and I put it, so Peg and the, or so Pam and them could add it to that website. But at
Okay.
some point, it can be, the way I sent it out wasn't
It's
in an
mirror.
organized way to send out
Okay.
on Pegboard yet, but I can work on that for you if you want.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Dave's coming. He's just coming from the other room. I'm the Zoom expert.
Oh
When I say expert, sometimes 16 hours a day.
boy. Well,
It's
yeah, that's
ridiculous.
kind of the new thing, isn't it?
That's okay. Here comes Dave. I'm gonna get him. I can't have.
Hello, how are you, Steve?
Hi, Dave. Doing good.
Good. Isn't this fun? Isn't this a fun way to spend our time?
We just got done meeting Cale Weston, and he came to Boulder.
Oh, he was
Talked to him for a while, so.
I know Kale. I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, he came through just a quick visit, and so I told him to meet us at the pavilion, and we talked for an hour, and there were about 10 of us.
Wow.
Good.
I wish I'd known he was in town.
Yeah, and he said he'll be back. He was just kind of passing through. He said he was sort of on a listening tour.
Well, that's
So,
he's a very impressive guy.
yes, he is.
So we're having a meeting here shortly, I assume. Five minutes?
Yes, if we've got, we don't have quite have a quorum yet, but we're one away from it, so we'll see.
We only need one more person to show up.
One more council person to show up.
Is anybody else having technical connection issues? Just me?
No. Are you?
The office has been really slow all week.
The internet all week has been hard for school. I've had the hardest time on Zoom this week, the last couple of days, and I have the past few weeks in general, Michaela.
Yeah, it's been
really bad. I kind of assumed it was the wind yesterday, honestly.
I got knocked
out. It's been kicking me out here all day today, yesterday, and the day before, so meh. Okay.
It looks like Conrad's joining us, so that's our quorum.
Okay.
No, Blanca and Pam, I can't hear you. See you.
Okay, here we are.
There we go.
I decided this time to do it from the restaurant because my internet has been, I can't even do FaceTime at my house right now, but... so we're here, and for whatever reason, my laptop's not letting me join. So luckily, I have Pam.
Okay, hey, looks Conrad, like we've got Conrad. Is Conrad? Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
I know I can hear you.
Okay, we can hear you now. How about Judy Drain? Can you hear us? She might be muted.
There's Judy.
Was I the only one that disappeared?
Well, I think so.
Okay. I didn't notice that you disappeared. Sorry.
Judy Drain, can you hear us? We're not getting Judy, apparently.
You want me to call her and see if I can help her on the phone?
Yeah, I don't.
Let me grab my phone book.
Share the screen, right?
They can't hear me.
We can hear you now.
I heard you.
Did you, Judy, can you hear us now and talk? Or do you still want me to call her?
Well, we could hear her for a moment.
Yeah, I'll put that one down.
We want some of those peanut butter Falcon dog biscuits.
They're very popular.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
They're based off of a movie. This fellow who produced the movie used to cook at the restaurant.
Oh, really? That's a great movie. Good movie.
Yeah, Michael Schwartz, the man who made the movie, was a cook in our restaurant years ago and is a good friend now.
You can?
Very nice. Yeah.
So he gave us the right to name our dog biscuits after his movie.
What was the movie?
Oh my gosh, it's such
only
a good
on the
movie.
Phone.
It's called Peanut Butter Falcon.
It's
on Amazon right now for like 99 cents or something, but it's so good.
Okay.
It's a heartwarming movie. No, you'll laugh out loud. I think you would actually really like it, Conrad. It's a really good movie.
Okay, I'll
wait one sec. Can I interrupt you all for a moment? Can you hear Judy talking
now?
Yes, you can now. Mm-hmm. I had my speaker turned off. I didn't realize I did.
Okay, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Can you hear us, Judy?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
We got it all fixed, Judy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start.
And Judy Davis is on now. Can she hear us and can we hear her? Hi.
We have Judy Davis, can you hear us?
Gallery view.
Oh, now I lost him. Ah!
Do you want me to call Judy Davis to get her sound working?
Now, how do I get back on? Yeah.
What about Gladys?
Haven't seen her yet. We do have a quorum, though. We have four of us, so we can begin in just a few minutes. We'll give Gladys a moment to see if she's logs on.
Yeah, she was coming back from Richfield.
Okay. And I lost you all on vision. I can hear you. Maybe down there. Let me see. Oh, got it. I found it.
Very good.
Steve, do you want to do the pledge?
I don't think we need to for this meeting.
Okay. I'm going to start the recording. May 13th, special town council meeting.
Okay, is Elizabeth back with us? She looks frozen.
Modern technology.
We've got one frozen council member.
Oh, dang, we lost her.
She's in cyberspace somewhere.
She'll be back.
We just lost Pamela's voice.
As soon as we get Elizabeth back, we'll go ahead and start.
Okay.
There she is.
We're here. We just muted ourselves.
Private talk, huh?
No.
There's Judy Davis. Can you hear us, Judy Davis? Not yet. You know, Zoom meetings are hard enough, and then you put it in Boulder, where internet is a little sketchy. It makes it interesting. We'll get through it.
Yeah, let's spin. We're going to rotate our sunlight. Is that better?
And we'll give Elizabeth another minute or so. I'm sure she's figured out that she's off and needs to get back on. Anyway.
Really harsh. Mm-hmm. That's better. Mm-hmm. That is better.
Well, maybe Elizabeth is not coming back, so we still have a quorum, so we could go ahead and get started with the meeting, and then if they join us, fine. If not, we do have three members, and we can do that. This is the May 13th, 2020 meeting. It's a special meeting to consider Hell's Backbone Grills request for local consent for a new liquor license. I think all of you received an email forwarded by me from Blake Spaulding. Hopefully you've had a chance to read that. You understand the situation that she is in due to the coronavirus. So council members, are there any questions? Did you receive that? And do you have any questions? So, Conrad, anything on your end from that?
No, Tony and I talked today, and he answered all my questions.
Okay, so you're okay then, nothing there. Yep. Judy Drain?
There was something on this banquet license, I was reading, so Blake, you're going to add outdoor seating at the restaurant, correct?
Yeah, that's a separate thing that we don't have to, that's under our original liquor license. So that's just, all we're doing is adding a patio, but we don't have to, we've worked with that with the state. And so that's kind of already established. We're not doing, this is to get room service, basically, is what we're doing. We're trying to, we're not planning particularly until we have a lot more information to open our dining room this year, because fine dining is a model in which we have to get our servers have to get 6 inches from the customers in order to serve them. And so we're looking at doing a more al fresco outdoor dining, and that's its own thing. But because we are leaseholders, we lease our restaurant space from the Boulder Mountain Lodge. It's important for the guests who stay in the lodge that if the weather is bad, let's say it's monsooning or there's 40 mile an hour winds, that they have a place that they can eat that's not our dining room in order for their model to continue to survive. And so what we're looking for is basically we learned today talking to our attorney, there's 4 kinds of different banquet and recreation licenses. And we are trying, and it's not clear that we'll be able to qualify based on the structure that is the lodge, but we are endeavoring to get a resort type banquet license wherein we can serve food and alcohol to rooms for in-room dining. In order to qualify, we have to also have a 1500 square foot space that would be the common room and our dining room. But it's a specific kind of license, but it's not like, does that answer your question?
Yeah, pretty well.
Okay. Anything you want to add or go further, ask more? What did I leave unanswered?
As far as I'm concerned, I think you're okay. I kind of highlighted the main parts that I was looking at, and I guess the reason that I questioned that is I kind of figured that what went along with the restaurant, your outside seating, it was just a question I had. Let's see, yep, that was the only one I had down there that I had a question mark by.
Yeah, so all we're doing with the outside seating, and that's our original license, which is our full restaurant license, is we're picking up where was the herb garden in front of the restaurant and putting a concrete patio there that's easy to clean, and where we can do outdoor seating, that where we do the social distancing that the governor is requiring. One of the things they're saying about restaurants is that indoor restaurants, you know, seating inside is like one of the most risky things that people can engage in beyond like grocery stores or things like that, because of the way the ventilation moves through a restaurant building. And so we've got it, I think, more or less covered, but that's under our original license. So what we're asking for with the local consent is a second type of liquor license that would enable us to do in-room dining for the guests of the Boulder Mountain Lodge.
Okay. Well, and the fact that it's a banquet license, it could apply to other things. That's why I was asking that. And I know that your main thing right now is room service because of the corona, you know, so I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, technically they call it, I don't know why they call it banquet, but one of the conditions of getting a resort type of banquet and recreation license is that there be some kind of space, presumably for like a conference or something like that. And we're barely gonna meet that criterion. We're working with an attorney named John Butler, who's part of Parsons, Bailey and Latimer. He's actually, weirdly, the attorney for the church on something, but he is going to try to help us qualify for this, but we're gonna have to kind of shoehorn it. But it's very much, we're not looking to do big conferences or something, you know, there's not space here for that. Yeah. It's more to make it possible that if someone has booked a room at the lodge and it's dumping buckets outside, that they have a safe place to eat a meal. Because, you know, I think that's what the lodge needs to feel confident in booking rooms, is that the guests have somewhere to eat. And for us to make that model work, it's better for us if we have the right to serve them a bottle of wine to drink.
Okay.
Hey, Elizabeth.
All right. Good with me.
Elizabeth, did you have any questions or comments?
I didn't have any question. I'm curious what Judy's question was. I think I heard a majority of Blake's answer, but I lost internet connection shortly. I apologize.
Well, I was asking about the outside seating, that they're they're going to enlarge their outside seating. And being that it's a banquet alcohol, you know, license, and more than just room service is in with that license. That was why I asked the question that I did, because down the road, you know, but like Blake said, there's not a ton of room for that. Mainly, I know they have a lot of weddings and stuff, but to do something huge, you know.
Blake.
Yeah.
My understanding is that you're needing a little bit more access outside, and that area will be designated for that area for the alcohol, along with going in and serving your room service, correct? Kind of like roped off area?
Yeah, I mean, that's our new deck will have a fence. It will actually be a less permeable boundary that will operate under our existing license. To be honest, it's unclear to me right now with the resort license, because it's been hard to get information if we're allowed to do anything on the grass. I think this is really more specific to the buildings.
Yeah.
And it's room service in the common room and the upstairs of the common room and maybe the deck that overlooks the bird sanctuary.
But well, when you read this and it says catering and something else, my understanding is most of those are all private. And if you do private things, alcohol in that is served anyway, and it's allowed under a private area. Yeah.
Correct. So with our existing liquor license, if we have a private party, we are allowed to host a gathering
right.
on the lodge grounds or in the common room.
Right.
But
so this
we haven't had the right to serve to rooms.
Right.
And we're just trying, because we don't know how long this is going to last. We want to make sure that Dave Mock's Boulder Mountain Lodge guests have a way to eat securely and, you know, comfortably. And my guess is there's going to be a percentage of people for a while that are going to feel more inclined to eat, to do in-room dining anyway. Well,
the few people that I talked to today that asked me questions and that Tony helped resolve for me today, was people were thinking that this would expand the parties and things there. You know, they were looking at, again at the catering part of it and things like that to allow a lot more people on the premises. And that isn't the case. You're specifically asking to allow the liquor to go from the restaurant to the rooms.
Correct.
And whereas today, right now, you can't even allow the liquor out of the building.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was my understanding of it too. Although it's under the catering, you know, thing, reading in the summary, it's the requirements for room service section is what matches up with the letter that Blake submitted. And if you go to the summary, I think it's down on pages 5 and 6, talks about specifically what is the request, you know, and it's not about the banquets and those, it's the summaries and the requirements for room service is part of this other section.
Yeah.
Although, to be clear, after COVID passes, it would make it possible for us to like help a lodge, like let's say one of the photo workshops, to host an event in the common room and to be able to charge them money for alcohol. The thing about this license too, that I should have put in the note last night, but I didn't think of it, is that we, like everybody in the state, we pay full retail for our alcohol. And so, you know, room service, we will likely charge, you know, currently in the restaurant, we basically charge twice what we pay for it. So if we pay $20 for a bottle of wine, we'll charge $40 in the dining room so that we make some money on it. With room service, the model is we'll probably charge even somewhat more than that. And so it's not really like, you know, unlike Sean's package store where people can buy whatever they want and do whatever they want, this will still be under our, you know, it'll be our responsibility to make sure that our employees and the guests, to the extent that we can, follow all of the rules. So, you know, there will still be carding in place. There will still be responsible serving in place. And we, you know, we have to get this new license, we have to have FBI background checks on Jen and I and all of our managers again, because it's a standalone license. We don't get to rely on the FBI background checks we did before. We have to put a whole other $1 million liability policy in place. We have to set up the liquor surety bond. It's a standalone separate thing. And really the point of it is to provide a place for the lodge guests to safely eat and drink if they can't be in our dining room because it's not safe yet.
Hey, are there any other questions from the council before we...
The only question I would ask, and it was one that Gladys had asked last week, and I know she's not here, but she was curious if this was temporary just during this period or if it was going to be something that you would renew and keep past the COVID situation.
The great likelihood is because it will be expensive for us to put in place, and then if it's a service we offer, it will be an enhancement for the lodge guests. The great likelihood is if it's a financial model that makes sense for us, which is unclear because of all the expenses we have to incur to do it, the great likelihood is that we would continue to do it. But I think, so I think I would assume that if we go through all the effort to get everybody fingerprinted again, that we're going to keep going with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I say we make a motion to accept it and to support it as a town council.
Okay, so I will consider that as a motion.
Judy
Davis, did you have something? We can't hear you.
I want to hear you.
Yeah, I don't.
Judy, if you can hear us, click your unmute button.
It wasn't working when I was helping her on the phone. It happened last week because she ended up having to call in separately.
I see.
Yeah, why don't you call in, Judy?
Can you call Judy?
Okay, we'll see what. We have a motion. We haven't had a second yet, but we'll see what Judy's comment or concern is.
I'll second it, but let's listen to Judy too. Heck, watching her is better than Netflix.
She can probably hear us.
Yeah, she probably can. So.
Because when I lost my connection, I was on the phone with her, and she can hear everything. She just couldn't get her mic to work.
Okay.
And it turned on.
Well, but maybe she'll...
Also, Judy, do you need the telephone number? Because that was before you were looking for it. I have the telephone. Oh, look,
okay, let's see.
Gladys called. She votes in favor.
Oh, thank you, Gladys.
All right, so we have a motion to approve the local consent form for the liquor license. We have a made by Elizabeth Julian. We have a second from Conrad Jepson. All in favor, and we'll do it by roll call. So Steve Cox, yes.
Elizabeth Julian, yes.
Elizabeth Julian, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Conrad Jepson, yes. Judy Drain.
She might be frozen.
She might be frozen, but I think she was in favor. We'll wait. Yes. And then Gladys,
oh,
yes.
We just heard a voice.
Judy Drain.
Yes.
There we go.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Very good. Motion passes 5-0. So I guess the next step is to work with Judy to get the local consent form filled out. And then I can sign that. And I believe that's all we need to do. That'll go off with your application.
Thank you very much. And we'll see if it even works, but this is the first step and I'm very grateful. And I speak on behalf of our staff too. We're definitely trying to figure out how to navigate all of this. So thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate you and the Hell's Backbone Grill, you and Jen, and we also appreciate Dave and Patrice and the Lodge. So if we can accommodate you, this is a strange time. And we're all neighbors and we're all friends and we need to take care of each other. And this is part of that. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion, Elizabeth Julian. We have a second from Judy Drain. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you all later.
See you later. Good luck.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye bye. It's good to see Michelle.
Happy birthday, Ashley. Oh, he's left. Oh, is it his birthday?
No, he's there. He heard you.
Happy birthday, Ashley. Belated. Bye.
Hi, guys. So good to see you all.
I miss Michelle, you. Thanks for getting this all set up and organized.
Thank you,
Michelle.
I missed all of you guys, too. Nice to see you.
Mish, mish.
I look so stupid on Zoom, though. I hate it.
No, you don't.
Stop it.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Bye, Blake. Take care.
Bye, guys. I'm going to end it.
Bye, Jen. Are you ready to leave? Mm-hmm.